Canmore, crashing and pushing his way through offensive linemen, Canmore Wolverine Keithan Simeon broke free and tackled the old Spartans quarterback down on the green gridiron grass at Millennium Field. It was the third time the 6'2", 270-pound defensive menace made the opposing QB eat dirt to go along with two tackles on Saturday, September 24, as the local high school football team cruised to a 40-16 victory, the team's first of 2022, in front of a large home crowd. Getting his team hyped with every bruising tackle and sack, second-year big man Simeon has seen major breakthroughs in his game and has ambitions of being the team's best defensive player. When I first stepped into the locker room, I felt I made a big impact just because of my size, said the grade 11 lineman. I really take a passion into this sport and, all in all, it's just amazing how much I improved. I never thought I would be good at a sport like this until this year, it's crazy. Prior to picking up a pigskin, Simeon, who is of Blackfoot and Stony Nakota heritage, said he only excelled at cultural practices, but football changed everything. Simeon tipped the scales at about 300 pounds when he first started playing, but after attending training camps across the province and falling in love with the sport, he's dropped weight, added muscle and is focused on the team's goals. Football came into my life unexpectedly and takes up a big part of my life, said Simeon. Without football, I don't know where I'd be. Without these boys, I don't know where I'd be. This is like family to me. In Saturday's home opener, the Wolverines' offense helped out its defense by exploding for 40 points, the team's most all year. Wolverines' Brighton Kapitsa scored two touchdowns and Nico Horniansky, Kai Perron, Sam Oshanek, and Hugo Nutman Grobler. Grade 12 quarterback Horniansky threw two touchdowns and rushed for another. Following a tough previous week against rivals from Drumheller, when the Titans shut out Canmore 26-0, Horniansky said it felt good to put some points back on the board. We have a lot to learn from this game too, he said. We need to just keep building on every single game and getting better every single week, and I think we're going to do pretty well this year. Older players, such as Horniansky, have aided in the team's recruiting process this season, which has 55 players, the most the program has seen in years. Head coach Spencer Rose sees tons of potential in the squad, especially after Saturday's much-needed win. We all know what happened to us in Drumheller, so that sparked us to go out and work hard and spend a lot of time on our offense, said Rose. We needed to take a look at ourselves and say, we have to be better than this, we know we're a better offense than this and we have to show it, especially at home. Over the next three Saturdays, the Wolverines play at home. It starts October 1, when the Wolverines look for their second win of the season against Carstairs. Kickoff is 11 a.m.